four words. I even describe them one, happy.
Okay.
Well, excuse me.
I'm Owen Peel.
And I'm Ava Witt, and that sneeze was Piper getting ready for our interview.
Yeah, she's very sociable with dogs, cats, kids. Mm-hmm. Yeah, she just saw some kids this weekend. She was really good with them. She's more loving than many of the dogs I've had. Mm-hmm. But other than that, she just, yeah, she's very much, she wants to be touched. Mm-hmm. She wants to be around people. She wants people to touch her. It's calming for her.
Yeah.
You can see it, you know.
Piper belongs to Professor Elaine Reynolds. She's a professor in both biology and neuroscience at Lafayette College. Through her experience with shelter work, she has fostered numerous hospice animals over the years.
Piper is mostly Rhodesian Ridgeback. She has a beautiful light brown coat, and although her coat may not shine like the traditional Ridgeback, her personality certainly does. She immediately jumped on me, ready to give kisses and affection when I walked into the room.
Piper is an energetic and happy dog. But Professor Reynolds clarified things weren't always that way.
Piper was struggling with an unfortunate illness.
She has a disease called secondary Addison's disease, which means she doesn't produce cortisol and one other hormone. So she has to be on doses of hormone all the time because there's a small tumor in her pituitary gland. So she doesn't produce cortisol-releasing hormone, and she doesn't produce mineral corticoid-releasing hormone.
Piper needed extensive medical care.
I think she probably would have died if I hadn't adopted her, because I got her the medical care she needed. I'm not sure everybody would have. Yeah, so. And she's such a great dog, you know?
Yeah.
So I'm really happy that I adopted her.
Piper had an Addison crisis.
But when we saw what was happening, we're like, she's bleeding. It doesn't look like blood when it comes out in those situations. It looks like raspberry jam. Because it coagulates as it comes out. So I'm not sure everybody would necessarily recognize it for what it is.
Piper's cortisol levels acutely dropped, causing her to collapse and start bleeding out.
If I hadn't recognized the signs, like another hour, she'd have been dead. We knew exactly we needed to get her to a vet ASAP.
Piper received a blood transfusion at the vet and returned home soon after.
Through caring for several hospice fosters, Professor Reynolds has discovered the importance of providing a comfortable environment.
The animals don't feel safe. They may be in an environment with other dogs that they haven't been before.
Yeah.
You know, there's always people coming in and out that are strangers. So, and not all of them react to kenneling well.
Dorothy Black, a professor at the Texas A&M College of Veterinary Medicine and Biomedical Sciences, states trauma can cause PTSD in dogs. This may present in extreme ways that are mainly fearful, such as shaking, fear of people they know, hiding, and any other uncharacteristic behavior.
Even Piper had initial signs of trauma after being adopted from the shelter.
She was a bite threat because she was great when people let her out of the kennel, but she didn't want to go back in.
Oh.
And so she would turn her head with that curled lip and things like that.
Canine experts like Lily Chin have characterized a head turn as an attempt to disengage from a stressor.
They go on to say a lip curl suggests the beginning of a snarl, signaling a dog is ready to fight.
Kenneling can force even the gentlest of dogs to become aggressive because they have no other way out. Piper still struggles with kenneling, but has since adopted a healthier routine that has reduced her anxiety.
Well, when she wants a walk.
Yeah.
That's a good example. She has decided that when I come home from work, it's time for me to take her for a walk, regardless of whether that's actually true or not. So she does these things. She prances around. She'll grab her leash and bring it to me. Yeah. So she has these patterns. It just kind of drives me crazy a little bit.
Alexandra Horowitz, a dog expert, has denoted these as attention-getting behaviors. Piper interrupts the visual and physical field in order to gain Professor Reynolds' attention.
By placing the leash in Professor Reynolds' hand, Piper effectively communicates with Professor Reynolds her avid need for a walk.
Professor Reynolds' home has provided comfort and care for Piper, a tremendous transition from her life as a shelter dog.
The problem with shelters is they usually keep the animals in kennels, not because, of any desire to mistreat them or anything, but they're usually not there from like 7 to 7 or 7 to 6. No one's there. And so you can't med an animal that's in pain very well.
Yeah.
So that's why a lot of people foster animals.
Piper isn't the first shelter dog Professor Reynolds has taken in.
I know Sabrina was one that I felt really close to. Wolfo, when I had him for the summer before I got Piper, I never got really close to the dog. It never really felt close to me because it's, not every animal's going to click with you.
A recent study of 102 returned dogs at a shelter in Texas found that 9% were returned due to medical issues. However, Professor Reynolds would remain with her dogs, giving them the home they needed in their final days.
Wolfo was sick.
Yeah.
He wasn't like exactly excited to be in my house or what was going on with him. He had heart problems. So Wolfo, I guess about 3 months too. I had him for about 3 months.
Watching a dog or any animal suffer through their last months of life is difficult. But what was truly important was a safe space Professor Reynolds provided for them.
Fostering a hospice dog can have incredible challenges, including the emotional expense.
It's sad, but, I think of it as really positive, even though I might be sad for a while when they pass.
Yeah.
Because, again, I'm doing something for the dog that just,